ensuring new school meals meet the needs of all students. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, schools have begun to phase in new nutrition standards through the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010. But as well as ensuring students consume healthier foods like fruits and veggies and whole grains, the standards also limit calories based on the children's age. In addition, that some are complaining that while good-intentioned, is actually doing more harm than good, with the limits on calories leaving some more active students with growling tummies. There's even been legislation introduced to repeal the new guidelines, claiming that the new rules are basically putting every child on a diet. But Deputy Undersecretary for USDA's Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, Janie Thornton, says they are well aware of the variability in nutritional needs and are working on addressing the issue.
What we've got to help people understand is that we are planning these for the average child in school. And all children aren't football players or running a marathon or whatever it might be. So it's very important then to work with the athletic booster clubs or others in the schools to get the additional healthy snacks or foods that those children do need to be able to perform the athletic events or whatever it is that they might be doing. But also recognizing that we're not overfeeding those children that may be going home, going to a library, sitting, and not being engaged in physical activity.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.